Hello and welcome back to English for You. I'm Seb.
And I'm Kat.
And we are back on your camera screens.
Yeah,
we are. And we're talking about something fun today, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're talking...
Literally fun, like toys.
Literally fun. Literally
yeah,
fun.
Super fun.
Yeah, super fun. Toys. So, what was your favorite toy growing up?
When I was growing up, let me think. I really liked, I liked Pokemon. I still like
yes,
Pokemon.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe like when I was younger, maybe Barbies. Or even like some other kinds of dolls. I think that kind of love for dolls has stuck with me because I still kind of like playing
really?
With them or like
okay.
doing artsy mm-hmm. things with them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about you?
Well, I was really into video games, mm-hmm. so, you know, electronic games, you
yes.
play like handheld ones or on the TV. I really loved my Game Boy Color. That is a reference from the 90s.
Yeah.
What
color was yours?
It was yellow.
Oh, mine was green.
I had like the Pikachu edition one.
Yeah, no kidding!
Because I really love Pokemon.
Awesome.
Yes. Anyway, we are going to be looking at something different that people are doing with toys today, actually.
Mm-hmm. It's something more like kind of a charity or some good work around toys.
Some good work. I mean, Pokemon is good work, but this is really good work.
Mm-hmm.
So stick around and we'll get started with our article.
Reading.
Meet the group that's using toys to turn lives around. Think back to when you were small. Whatever your childhood was like, chances are you had a favorite toy. Toys play an important role in every young life. When we grow up, though, most are thrown away. Does that mean that used toys are garbage? One charity in New Taipei City certainly doesn't think so. It's called Toy Bank New Taipei City. This charity collects old toys for many reasons. One of the most important is improving the lives of children and elderly people. In New Taipei City, over 17,000 households live in poverty. Sometimes this means people don't have enough money to look after their parents or children properly. Toys can make a real difference. They are great educational tools for kids and can be used to keep elderly people active. In order to make this happen, Toy Bank sorts through more than 10 tons of discarded toys a year. That might sound difficult, but for Toy Bank, it's child's play.
Okay, so the title for our article today is called Meet the Group That's Using Toys to Turn Lives Around.
Ah.
Okay, so that's an interesting title. It's the kind of title we might see in a magazine, maybe when we're about to read about an interesting person or a group. Or an interview.
Could be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when they say turning lives around, they probably mean something like, you know, helping people who don't have a great mm-hmm. life have a turnaround, which would be like do a 180. Mm-hmm. So
a positive change.
Exactly.
It's normally when you turn someone's life around, technically it could be good or bad, but normally it means
good.
A positive change.
Right, right. Because mm-hmm. you don't want to say like, oh, you know, getting into all these terrible things turned my life around.
Yeah.
That's not what we say.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. So how does it start?
Okay, well, the article starts off today saying, think back to when you were small, just like mm-hmm. we just did. So mm-hmm. think back when you were a kid, you loved playing with all sorts of toys, mm-hmm. all that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, that's actually what the next line of the article is kind of like, isn't it? It says, mm-hmm. whatever your childhood was like, chances are you had a favorite toy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we see the word childhood there, and that's a noun. And your childhood is a part of your life that happens when you are quite young. I guess you probably guessed that from what we were saying just now, obviously.
Child. Yeah.
Yeah, child. Normally, your childhood happens between the ages of 4 and 12, roughly around then.
Yeah, although I would say that, you know, even from the time you're born, I mean, that could be considered
part
of your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you call it your babyhood.
True, your babyhood. Your infancy.
Infancy, yeah.
Anyway, it's easy to see why we call childhood
mm-hmm.
because we have two parts of words there. We've got the word child and we have a suffix that's kind of an ending piece. The suffix is hood, and that means the state or condition that something, that a type of person is or a type of job is.
Right.
So we could talk about manhood or womanhood, for
mm-hmm.
example. That's basically what it's like being a man or a woman.
Right.
Or a priesthood, for example, is the job or class or state of being a priest.
Uh-huh.
So there's other stages of life we could talk about too. We were talking about We don't say babyhood. We say... I mean, it would make sense. It would make sense, yeah. We would say infancy when you're a baby, or we could say adolescence when you've finished your childhood and you're becoming a teenager and your life is starting to change.
Like 13 to 19 years old.
Yes, yeah, around that. And then your adulthood after that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's take a look at our example sentence now. Trent enjoyed a happy childhood. However, his life became much more difficult after he left home.
Oh, okay, as it does with everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, and so we also saw this phrase, chances are. They said, chances are you had a favorite toy. When you say chances are, it's talking about there's a good chance that this was true. Mm-hmm. Or you could also say, it's likely that this was true. Probably this was true. You could guess and usually be right that this is the case.
Exactly.
So, like an example might be, chances are, if you're living in Taiwan, you speak at least a little Chinese. Mm-hmm. So, you know, not everybody, it's not true 100% not of the time, but, you know, 98% of the time, at least you'll know how to say, 你好, 谢谢, like all that kind of thing.
Yeah, a little bit of Chinese.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so what's our next line?
All right, well, it says, toys play an important role in every young life. That's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. No matter if you've got a lot of money or not very much money, you're going to find something to play with as a child.
Right.
And when we say that something plays a role, it basically means it has a part in something. Mm-hmm. So toys have a big part in our childhood because they teach us a lot.
They do. In fact, the article says, when we grow up, though, most are thrown away. Okay, oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Right, so we saw the word thrown away there. Sorry, that is a phrase. And when we throw something away, we get rid of it because we don't need it anymore. Think about the two words that make up this phrase. We have the word throw, which means to launch something quickly through the air, and away, which is less close to something. So if we are throwing something a long distance from ourselves, that means that we probably don't need or want it.
Okay, so if you're throwing away your toys, it sounds like you really don't care about them anymore. And that is what happens to a lot of them, that's true. Mm-hmm. But the article says, does that mean that used toys are garbage? I don't think so.
And the article says, one charity in New Taipei City certainly doesn't think so. Okay, so we have a charity. Now, a charity is a company, group, or organization that gives things to people in need rather than focusing on making money.
Right.
A good example of a charity in Taiwan would be the Yidian Foundation. That's the Yidian Jijinhui, which helps people with disabilities. That's Shen Jiang Ren Shi.
Right, I've heard of that one, and they do very good work. Mm-hmm. So they still do have to pay their employees, but they're not... Their goal is not to make themselves more money.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the charity we're talking about here, the article says, it's called Toy Bank New Taipei City. So we already know it's in Xinbei or New Taipei City. Mm-hmm. Then it's called a toy bank. So what do they do?
Well, the article says this charity collects old toys for many reasons. Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't really answer your question there, did I?
Well, you kind of did. They collect old toys.
They collect them, yes. But what are the reasons?
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we're going to find out right now. The article says, one of the most important reasons is improving the lives of children and elderly people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, important reason.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And it's, I mean... We talked about children playing with toys, but elderly people surprisingly can also benefit from having toys around. Mm-hmm. So elderly here is an adjective that means people in their old age. Usually it's around like 65 to 70 years old when you start to be called elderly, but it depends on the place. It depends on how long people live on average.
Right.
Maybe in Japan, you know, it's more like 70 because people live longer. Maybe in some other countries where life expectancy is lower, they might be elderly around their 50s. Mm-hmm. But generally, if you're elderly, it's more about the state of your body than your actual year's age.
Exactly.
So so elderly people become more frail, their muscles start to shrink, their bodies become weak, and so they need assistance to continue living a good life. They usually need assistance from younger people, and they often need company from younger people, because if you're elderly and people around you start to die of old age, it can be very, very lonely.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. So in the US and the UK, I think we usually treat our elderly a little bit different than here in Taiwan.
Yeah. We actually made a legal change in the UK recently.
Really? Where
they changed the definition of elderly. So now it's not based on how old you are. It's based on the condition of your body.
So, I see.
So if you are 80 years old, but you can still do everything on your own, you don't count as elderly.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
But if you're 60 and you need lots of help, then you do count as elderly.
Right. So, I mean, you know, just because you're not old, if you're still sick and weak in your body, it doesn't mean you're elderly. You have to be both old and weak.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So an example sentence of this might be, Dora's elderly mother moved in with her when she began having trouble walking as much.
Mm, yeah. Okay, yeah. So she would be elderly, definitely. Mm-hmm. She needs the help. Okay, our next line in the article is, in New Taipei City, over 17,000 households live in poverty.
Okay, so we see this word households here when we're talking about households in New Taipei City that live in poverty. A household is a group of people who live in a single house. So if you think of the word house and hold, it's the people that the house holds, the household. In Taiwan, usually your household is determined by the household registry, where you contact the government and say, I have this address, I live in this house, all these people live with me. And that means they keep track of where you are living at that time. And you use that address to vote, you use it to get important documents or sign things or get packages sent to you. And usually, what is a household usually? Well, it can be any group of people living in a house, but often it's a family, or it can also be roommates or flatmates, like people who are not family, but they are still living together.
Okay, so I see what a household is now, but why are they living in poverty? What is poverty?
Poverty. Tell us.
Well, we're about to find out. Yes, poverty is a noun, and poverty is the state of not having a lot of money to spend. It's also the noun form of the word poor, so I guess now you have a better idea of what it means.
Right.
Now, normally when we say that people live in poverty, we're saying that the money they earn is not enough to get through the month, or they don't have enough money to spend things on things that spend money on things they don't absolutely need.
Right.
So for example, if I have enough money to, you know, buy bread and milk, but I can't ever go outside and do things with my friends because I don't have, you know, 100 NT to spend on something that I don't need, then I would be living in poverty. Yeah. Even though I have a house, I'm still living in poverty.
Or if you have a house and a car and a cell phone and all that thing, but paying for those things means that you have no money left after that, that could also be poverty.
That could be poverty. Yeah. Now, what we've been saying now has all been to do with money. Poverty is normally associated with money, but we can also say that someone is living in poverty when they lack other important things. Mm-hmm. We could say, for example, that an elderly person who lives on their own, you know, doesn't have many connections, like Kat was saying earlier, that person is living in poverty. Now, we also there's also extreme poverty, and that is living on very, very little money. Roughly about, I think the official definition is about 60 NT a day.
That's
insane. If you're earning that amount.
Oh my gosh.
So those people like might not have access to clean water. They might not have, they probably don't have a house or anywhere like safe to sleep.
Maybe.
And actually the number of people living in extreme poverty is declining.
That's
quite
good.
Quickly.
That's good.
But there's still millions of people who live in that state. Anyway, our example sentence for poverty is, poverty is a big problem in this city where many people do not have enough money to buy basic goods.
Right. And I guess homelessness would probably be a result of that extreme poverty.
Yes.
So, all right. But we're still talking about the toy bank and how they are helping households that live in poverty. So what is the result of all this poverty? Well, sometimes this means people don't have enough money to look after their parents or children properly. And that's something that people are obligated to do in Taiwan. You have to look after your parents, which means you have to take care of their needs. Look after means take care of somebody. Or you take care of something that needs maintaining, which means it needs a lot of upkeep, it needs a lot of continuing work. So you look after things like children. Children need to be looked after. Sick people need to be looked after. Pets need to be looked after. And if you, for example, have a friend who's going out of town on the weekend, they say, can you look after my house for me? Maybe you'll stay there, keep it clean, all that sorts of thing. The same thing could be said of shops.
Shops as well. Yeah, so lots of things we can look after. So the article, going back to the article, says toys can make a real difference. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I imagine, especially for those, you know, the elderly people mm-hmm. who may not have much social interaction at home, for example.
Right.
Toys could, you know, help keep them active, you know, keep them yeah, engaged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it keeps your mind mm-hmm. working, because if you don't have anything for your mind to do, then your mind's going to turn into mush.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how else are toys good?
Well, the article says they are great educational tools for kids, and they can be used to keep elderly people active. Mm. Okay, so educational here. We talked about how children have fun with toys, but how are they educational? Well, educational is an adjective that means something that's used to teach things, or that people are able to learn from them. It comes from the noun education, which comes from the verb educate, which all mean teaching. Mm-hmm. So if we educate kids, that means, or give them something educational, that mm-hmm. means they can learn lots of things from playing with toys. Not just obvious skills like, you know, how to do a doll's hair mm-hmm. or like how to do math problems with a number toy, but also some not so obvious ones, like they can learn by playing with other children with other toys how to be better people and how to be more mm-hmm. socially.
Work in a team.
Yeah, yeah. How to be more mm-hmm. emotionally and socially mature. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can also say educational things like activities, educational activities, activities that are supposed mm-hmm. to teach you, or programs that are meant to teach you. An experience that is educational. Maybe you weren't expecting to learn something from it, but you did. Mm. Yeah. So yes. An example sentence of this might be, the guided tour around the museum was really educational. I learned a lot about our country's history.
Mm-hmm. A good educational tour.
Yeah, don't say educational though. That's, educational. That's very silly.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so our next line in the article, in order to make this happen, Toy Bank sorts through more than 10 tons of discarded toys a year. Wow, mm-hmm. that is a lot of toys.
Yeah.
But what does in order to mean? Let's take a look at that now. Okay, so we saw the phrase there, in order to, and we use in order to at the beginning of a clause when that clause is describing an aim or objective that we want to achieve. So look at these two sentences. I studied hard so I could pass the test. In order to pass the test, I studied hard. So in the second sentence, because we have in order to at the beginning of the clause, we know that passing the test is the speaker's aim or goal. In order to doesn't have to come at the beginning of the sentence, though. I could say, I studied hard in order to pass the test. Now here we're explaining expressing the same idea. You should know, though, that if you put in order to at the beginning of the sentence, you're normally emphasizing your goal a little bit more. So I'm saying, I did this really because I wanted to pass the test. We can also abbreviate in order to just to. So to pass the test, I studied hard. So is there a negative form of in order to? Let's take a look at this sentence. In order not to miss my flight, I got to the airport 2 hours early. That's right. All you have to do is add not to in order to. So in order not to.
Okay, so we've learned about in order to, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So now we have in order to, you know, get these into different categories, mm-hmm. they have to sort them. And sort is a nice little verb that means to separate things by mm-hmm. group, type, or category. And we can use it in a phrasal verb like sort out, like if you want mm-hmm. to sort out your things before you clean them, or mm-hmm. you sort them into different, like for example, you might sort plastic into recycling mm-hmm. and non-recycling, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's all sorts of ways that you can sort things, like toys you could sort mm-hmm. by color, you could sort them by price, size, what they're used for, mm-hmm. who is best to play with them, at what age. There's all sorts of ways you could do it. Huh? Mm-hmm. So all sorts is another use of sort. If we say there's all sorts, that means it's all kinds. Because sort is a kind mm-hmm. or a type. Mm-hmm. So an example of this is, I decided to sort my clothes into shirts, pants, socks, underwear, and other things. Mm-hmm. So I got 5 piles.
Yes. Mm. So, but they're sorting a lot of things, aren't they? Because they're sorting 10 tons
of toys.
10 tons. Tons is a lot, right?
Yes,
it's a lot. A ton, that is T-O-N, by the way, that's a noun, is a unit of measurement that we use to weigh very, very heavy things.
Yes.
How heavy a ton is depends on where you are. It's actually different in the UK, US, and Europe.
All three?
However, yeah, they're all different. They're all different. However, the most common weight we normally give to a ton is 1,000 kilograms.
Right.
We also call this a metric ton. Oh, mm-hmm. difficult word.
Metric ton.
There we go.
There's also, this is T-O-N, but there's also T-O-N-N-E, right?
Yes, in the UK we would say ton. We would say ton with T-O-N-N-E in the UK. And T-O-N in the US.
Okay.
You don't need to learn how much a ton is in the UK or US because it's a really specific number. You're mm-hmm. never going to need to remember. But anyway, one ton is a very, very heavy weight. It's actually about the weight of 15 people.
Oh, yeah.
However,
or an elephant, right?
Or an elephant. So we're talking about the weight of 150 people. That's how much these toys weigh. However, if I'm talking about having tons of something, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm talking about a specific, you know, 1 ton weight or 2 ton weight.
Yeah.
Tons of something just means a huge amount of something. So if I say I have tons of homework, I'm not underneath a pile of homework the size of 15 people.
Gosh.
No. I just have lots of homework.
Yeah.
Or maybe I have tons of unread messages on my phone, which I do.
Oh.
Because I never open my unread messages.
I have tons of unread emails, but I don't let my messages
go unread.
I have
more than 1,000 unread emails.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Anyway, our example sentence
for tons. He literally has a ton.
I literally have a ton. Our example sentence for ton is, I have tons of chores to do today, so I can't hang out at the beach.
Aw, poor thing.
Tons and tons.
Tons and tons.
Tons and tons.
Your chores weigh 1,000 kilograms.
Mm-hmm,
no, I'm just kidding.
Heavy chores.
All right, so next we have this discarded word. So if we say that toys are discarded, that means they've been thrown away. It's basically the same thing. With this word actually comes from when you're playing cards and you have a pile where your old cards have to go when you are done with them in your hand. Mm-hmm. That's the discard pile. So we've used that discard, dis meaning put away or not, and then card being a card. So if we say discard, it could mean, you know, put your cards down, or it could be throw something away.
I kind of want to play cards now. Anyway, let's finish this article first because we've got our last line. That might sound difficult, but for Toy Bank, it's child's play. Okay, so that's our last phrase for today. Child's play. And when something is child's play, it's really, really easy to do because even a child could do it. So the article is saying that Toy Bank has no problem sorting these toys out and sending them to all of the people that need them.
Yeah.
So there's other phrases we could use which are similar to child's play. We could say that something is like taking candy from a baby.
Yeah.
You know? Because, you know, stealing candy from a baby is really easy. They just have little hands. They can't hold on.
Well,
don't steal from babies.
Yeah, please don't.
Or we could say that something is a walk in the park. That means that it's very, very easy to do. You don't have to break a sweat. You're just, you know, strolling easily through your jobs.
Or a cakewalk.
No problems. Or a cakewalk. I love that one. A cakewalk. Anyway, that is the end of our day one article. But we still have time for our For You chat question. So let's go and check that out now.
Okay.
So, Kat, I have a big question for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's related to today's article.
I hope so.
If you could give any of your personal things to someone in need, what would you give and why?
Any of my personal things? Mm-hmm. Well, let me think. I think I would probably give away, like, some books that I have, like, especially to people who maybe can't afford them, or clothes. I actually donate clothes a lot because
that's
I'm always
trying
to clean out my closet and consider that people need some nice quality clothes. So
that's, and in the winter,
yes,
when it's cold, it's very important to have warm clothes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I think books and clothes will have to be what I would answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, those are good ones.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's all the time we have for today, but we'll be back tomorrow to talk more about Toy Bank New Taipei and the amazing work that they do. So join us then.
See you then.
Bye-bye.
Meet the group that's using toys to turn lives around. Think back to when you were small. Whatever your childhood was like, chances are you had a favorite toy. Toys play an important role in every young life. When we grow up, though, most are thrown away. Does that mean that used toys are garbage? One charity in New Taipei City certainly doesn't think so. It's called Toy Bank New Taipei City. This charity collects old toys for many reasons. One of the most important is improving the lives of children and elderly people. In New Taipei City, over 17,000 households live in poverty. Sometimes this means people don't have enough money to look after their parents or children properly. Toys can make a real difference. They are great educational tools for kids and can be used to keep elderly people active. In order to make this happen, Toy Bank sorts through more than 10 tons of discarded toys a year. That might sound difficult, but for Toy Bank, it's child's play.
Vocabulary Review. Childhood. Kevin had a happy childhood growing up with two brothers in a big house in the country. Elderly. Jason's elderly grandmother lives with him now, as she struggles to do many things on her own. Poverty. Rita lived in poverty for many years before she made her fortune one day. Educational. This educational video game teaches young children to spell and count. Sort. Amy's job at the post office is to sort new mail when it comes in. Ton. This old bridge can only support vehicles weighing less than 15 tons. Big trucks can't go over it.
智慧小补帖.
Charity. Household. Discard.